Even if we try real hard, I mean real hard, not to overload the boat of our lives, chances are we are still carrying quite a load. I'm Vashti McKenzie. This is your wake-up call. We try hard not to overload our lives and overcommit our time. But then there's work and play, practice and rehearsal and games, meetings and messes, projects, plans and programs, friends and fun and work and worship and worries and witness, church and community, loves and habits and hobbies. There's the planned agenda and the unexpected that demands its own space and time. Touch your neighbor and say, boat overload. Jesus experienced all kinds of burdens, stresses, and strain. Matthew's gospel reminds us of what happened in chapter 14. Jesus got the horrendous news that John the Baptist was murdered, so he withdrew to a quiet place. But, and isn't there always a but, the crowds followed. Jesus then fed the people who came after him, persuaded his disciples to go ahead of him in the boat, walked on water, and then healed many people. Well, that's quite a boatload. And that's a whole lot of pressure in a short period of time. Jesus handled his boatload in this manner. He was not resentful of the interruptions, although that may be tempting. And there is no cold shoulder, rolling of eyes, or sucking of teeth that we know of. When faced with the pain of others, Jesus healed it. When his disciples had a lack of faith, he pushed them to grow. How could he do this? Perhaps Jesus was more God-focused than self-focused. Maybe Jesus held on to that which his heavenly Father promised to give him. And what was the promise? Power to do all that God had planned for him to do. Jesus responded to the pressure of accomplishing his Father's will by turning to God as his source of power. Matthew 14 and 23. I live by the power of the living Father who sent me. That's John 6 and 57. Maybe there is help with our boatloads of stuff after all. Since God promises to give us power to do what God has sent us to do, maybe, just maybe, we need to put our boats in God's hands. If we won't do it, then allow God to do a little lightening of the load. Maybe throwing some things overboard or some people overboard so you can keep your eyes on the prize. Be God-focused on God's will for your life. I'm Vashti McKenzie. This is your wake-up call. Live by the power of a living God.